Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you this evening for the joy and privilege of gathering together in your name to be encouraged in the middle of the week with your word, with a time of prayer. Lord, we call it prayer meeting, and so, Lord, we ask that you would teach us to pray as this hymn reminded us. Lord, may we go to you with faith and with submission to your will and with firm belief that you will answer according to your will. And so, Lord, we ask that you would bless the time together this evening. May we glorify you in it. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Tonight we're going to pick as a theme a little reminder to all of us about praying for our missionaries. I picked up some of your cards that you had, the extra ones up there. I was just curious. This is one I had of this young family is going to the Philippines real soon. They've raised their support very fast. He's going to teach in a Bible college there. And there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of them. The Minics. And they were really a blessing and a very sharp young family. They're all skilled in music. All the children play an instrument. And they're going to help with music and the Bible college and everything. I don't know these people, but I'm assuming they all came within the last year or two that you came from up. We're talking about the Olmsteads. Yeah. Olmsteads. That's Olmsteads in Scotland. Fred and Tabea Foster in Germany. Brassengars in working with orphanage in Chad. Troy and Oksana Manning.
Bible International.
Mm-hmm, working with translation work, it seems. The Dodler family that we are praying for recently in France. Is that a different Dodler?
No.
That's the same one.
Okay, I was thinking there was, they looked older in the...
Okay.
And the Hall family, we've been praying for them in Australia. And the Cunninghams, missionaries to England. These were just people that passed your way recently. And I had a few thoughts tonight about praying for the missionaries. Our electronic age allows a different approach to prayer time. We may have even talked about this a little bit before, because even in my time, let's say even in my time, but that was a long time ago, actually, 40-something years ago. No cell phones. My family and our friends communicated with cassette tapes. Mm-hmm. We sent them over, and sometimes we would reuse them. But it was kind of a blessing because you could listen to the cassette tapes over and over, especially when it was family and you hadn't been with them in a while. And Christy was very young then, and she was, oh, that's Meemaw's voice, or that's Papa's voice, and those things. So anyway, with the point I wanted to get to was Ephesians 6:18 says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. A passage in John I wanted to read, John chapter 17. I'll read a few verses here. Chapter 17, verse 1. Jesus spoke these things, and lifting up his eyes to heaven, he said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you, even as you gave him authority over all flesh, that to all whom you have given him, he may give eternal life. This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorify you on the earth, having accomplished the work which you have given me to do. Now, Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. I have manifested your name to the men whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they have come to know that everything you have given me is from you. For the words which you gave me, I have given to them, and they received them and truly understood that I came forth from you, and they believed that you sent me. I ask on their behalf. I do not ask on behalf of the world, but of those whom you have given me, for they are yours. And all things that are mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. Thinking of the aspect of Jesus is talking to the Heavenly Father, but he's including us in these words and this conversation with the Father, that he's given the words to us. And we all know the Matthew 28:19-20, to go into all the world. And we also are reminded that if we can't go to other places where people need to go, then we need to help send someone. So these are all parts of our responsibility. But there's so many scriptures that are talking about the urgency to pray for missionaries. So in this day and time, we have the so-called electronic advantages. And yet, are we really using them as well as we should? I have to confess that I don't, to my shame. And I was challenged in preparing a little bit, and I'm challenging you to do the same. There was a day when missionary prayer requests were outdated by the time they reached the churches. And yet today, we could hear from a missionary right before we stepped in here and could pray for his needs and et cetera. There are lots of reasons that we need to pray, because there are urgent things that come up. God's people must be convinced and committed to pray for world missions, especially in a time where we have advantages over times past. And a part of that is we must believe what God says and believe the things that he says. When he says the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, we need to remember that. In verse 37 of Matthew 9, it says, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. And we need to listen to God's command when he said, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest. These two verses go together. The other was 37. This is 38, that he will send forth laborers into the harvest. So the frontier, earlier days of missions, is an inspiration to the church and the foundation of what missions is today. And we need to go even more further in our participation, our prayers, our assistance, and our funds to the work of God these days. Quickly thinking about it, why should we do it? Because Jesus said we should, and he believed it. And actually, the devil believes it as well. He's doing everything he can to discourage the work of God. In doing a little bit of studying, I was reminded that the angels believe it also. They are excited when someone comes to the Lord. They don't have the same privileges that a Christian does, but the angels are excited about it when people get saved. So there's been... there's no doubt also that prayer has saved the lives of many missionaries. Probably if we took time to share, you could give an example of hearing from a missionary telling how God specifically answered some prayer that they had before them. And missionaries have all kinds of needs. They are burdened and blessed with their missionary calling, but it's not always so easy to pursue it. They're human, and they get discouraged in what they're doing. And we need to pray for them that they will continue in their calling. Unfortunately, we have to be reminded that missionaries go home. Missionaries leave the fields. Thank the Lord that new ones go. But let's pray that more missionaries will be able to stay on the fields. And not only about their calling, but they have spiritual needs as well. I can't fathom the idea that when missionaries before, I can understand why they did it, especially missionaries in Africa, would send their children away to school. It's like, wow, that would be such a tough thing to do, to send my children away. But their spiritual needs in the family, whether they send their children away to school or not, different needs, daily grace over sin and circumstances. We need to pray for their family life itself. One example, sometimes deputation is a real, real blessing, but sometimes there's challenges on deputation. We won't get into that, but there's challenges sometimes. One time, Mary and I still laugh about this, but we had a meeting all set up, and we went to this church. The man was very kind to allow us to come, and when we got there, he didn't say it, but he had forgotten that we were coming. Therefore, he didn't tell his wife that we were coming, and she wasn't prepared. She tried to hide it, but she was really upset at her husband that he had invited us to come in, and that she wasn't prepared for us. But it all worked out. Family life, the adaptation that missionaries need for the fields that they go to. I just read a missionary letter from a family that's preparing themselves for Nepal. There's not very many people that I have met that have gone to Nepal. And they've got a challenge with their language. They've got a challenge with lots of things there. So, and then pray for the missionaries for their fruitfulness in their ministry. Faithful labor is not enough to reach souls and establish churches. We have to ask God to keep the missionary a vessel fit for his use. So pray for God's power in their lives and ministry. And you can look up all the verses, and you probably even have memory verses of those things. So don't forget to pray for specific requests. We can pray for them in general. We can pray for them by name. And don't forget the health and the finances and the family and the ministry activities. So this is what we can do, what we call partnering in prayer for our missionaries. And that's a very, very important part of praying.